Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. That's Freeform Radio.
Okay, it's actually not the people from Group Love, and we're not going to play that today, but you are listening to the first official episode of The Supper, or just Supper. What are you thinking?
I think it's Supper with Dana and Cam.
Supper with Dana and Cam. I really like that. So, welcome to our dinner table, or our supper table. We have some guest hosts today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, it's Lil J back at it again. Really great to be here. Really proud.
It's really great to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, my name is Real Deal, DJ Real Deal.
She also has her own show.
I have my own show, Sunday nights at midnight. If you want to listen, so thanks for the invite. My chair is so low and I don't know how to fix it. I'm
going
to go fix it.
Thanks, DJ Real Deal.
And DJ Quiche on the microphone 4-2.
Let me just tell you, you have the perfect radio voice. Could you just say a few more words for us?
Welcome to NPR. Don't forget to tie your shoes. You'll fall down some stairs.
All right, great. And with that, I think we're going to play some music, and then we'll talk a little more. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Music.
Just to let you know, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And educational.
It is educational. And this is supper time.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me carelessly coming.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Trouble.
Trouble.
just showed me a picture of his high school years, and it's a sight.
When I last winter, I went to Cam's house in Cleveland for a nice little visit, and I saw so many family photos.
Oh my god! I love family photos. They're so funny.
That's amazing.
I love to take family photos where we'd all pose in front of the screen every like interval.
We used to do a lot of family photos when I was little, and my most memorable one is the denim photo shoot we had.
Oh.
It was my two brothers and I. We were lined up. The oldest one was, you know, obviously in front, and then me in the middle, and then James, and we were all wearing denim, and it looked great, and it really reminds me of Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
I love that.
So the question is, which came first, though? My brothers and I, or Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears?
Mm. Well, who's to say?
Someone fact check.
On to that, was Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears the Brangelina of their time?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Is that a question?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a question.
Okay, cool. I think
that's a rhetorical question.
It was a rhetorical question.
Okay, I was surprised that you asked that for a second.
Yeah sorry.
Speaking of questions, we have topics, conversation topics. Let's talk about supper versus dinner.
Mm.
Yes.
You know, in honor of our show title.
You can change to supper.
It used to be something else, but now it is supper. That's what it was. I mean, yam is a popular supper item.
It is, yes.
I love sweet potatoes.
Okay,
cinnamon.
So I just pulled up the definition.
My favorite fall vegetable is a sweet potato.
Supper. Super. It's an evening meal, comma, typically a light or informal one.
Which is ironic, because when I say supper, I feel like I'm having more of a heavy, you know, gravy-based.
Sunday gravy.
Yes, there's definitely turkey there. Stuffing.
I really think of supper as being the more formal version.
Yeah.
You know, like Christmas supper.
Christmas supper.
If you find yourself celebrating that.
You know.
I feel like it's a geographic thing. I feel like supper is very popular in the South.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, coming from New York, I would... I would just think that supper was what the freaks would say. Most people would just say dinner, but I think it might just be a geographical difference, and I need to respect that.
Yeah, a locational difference.
It is, and I think it's interesting when we bring up the definition of dinner being the main meal of the day, taken either around midday or in the evening.
Mm,
taken?
Interesting.
Taken.
Are they taking it, or are they eating
it?
Mm-hmm.
At least steal dinner.
This reminds me of a quote from Jan Levinson Gould. In Spain, they often don't eat until after
terrible
dark.
Terrible delivery.
Sorry.
In France,
the office.
They eat dinner at lunch. I learned that when I took French for 5 years.
I don't think it's that they eat dinner at lunch. It's just a Mediterranean diet generally has a larger lunch with a smaller dinner. It's actually healthier for the body and the mind and the soul.
You may be right, yeah. I mean, Dynamo is an educational radio.
That's how we learn.
Yeah, it's called Elmer's, so.
So, an interesting thing about the Chinese, because I take a lot of
Chinese. He does take Chinese.
Is you usually serve dinner on a main plate.
Oh, really?
On one of those spinning tables.
Oh, yes.
Oh, round
Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
Yes.
I've seen the likes.
Mm-hmm. And you take from that plate and move to yours. And you're expected to eat the entire meal.
Mm, interesting. It's very communal.
Very communal.
It's very, like, centered around the family, right? Culturally.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a locational difference again.
So
they prefer to say supper in northern China, I believe, and dinner in southern China.
Interesting.
So the reverse of what we have here.
Well, this show is supper all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
And everyone is welcome around our table.
We're making a new definition for supper.
Time.
You know, it just feels much more cozy to have a supper.
I would imagine there'd be a fire. A fireplace.
Mm.
Or an aunt would be there as well.
An aunt.
Okay.
It's more red wine as dinner is white wine. It's just, it's
no
very meaty, very
That's
sensual.
None of that tasteless.
No, never rosé.
Very cozy.
At supper, you would be asked if you would like for your water with air, or your water to be still.
Still, yes.
I prefer water with air.
I will say it again. I maintain this position. Sparkling water is the drink of the bourgeoisie.
Excuse me?
I maintain that position. I will say it again. Sparkling water is the drink of the bourgeoisie.
It's a very uncomfortable comment to make because there are personal people who enjoy drinking sparkling water.
I don't think we should talk about our economical differences here right now, our financial instabilities. Because this is very personal, and that's not what you say. That's not what you talk about or discuss at a tasteful supper.
At a tasteful supper.
Very, very valid point. I love that.
So moving on, let's talk about brunch.
Yes.
The other meal of the day. Everyone's like, wow, I love brunch.
So does it go, here's the question though. Does it go brunch, supper, dinner? If you have brunch, do you automatically have to have supper?
It's a very good point.
Wow.
You know,
something that just came to mind.
Well, a brunch is typically thought of as a heavier breakfast.
I consider it a breakfasty lunch.
Yeah, it's a breakfasty lunch. Typically, brunch doesn't begin in most restaurants until 11 p.m., whereas breakfast, a.m.
Yes, a.m.
I said a.m.
Okay.
Whereas breakfast can begin as early as 6 a.m. So I don't know if I would classify it as a heavier lunch breakfast. I just think you're hungrier because you waited.
Okay. You're hungry because... Okay.
So you eat a little more.
So I think
it's not a breakfast anymore. It's just like a...
So you're brunch trying is not even breakfast affiliated.
It's not. It's a separate... It's separate.
But doesn't the word
the
brunch
food.
Come from the Latin origins of breakfast and lunch?
Yes. That was just validated via Wikipedia.
I would like to...
We have a classics major here.
I'm the resident classics major on staff right now. The word brunch came from the word... Julius Brunchus.
his last name was Caesar. He preferred brunch.
Well, sunglasses came from the word glasses, but are they the same thing? They have different purposes. Completely separate.
I would just, as a personal story, my father actually only uses sunglasses as both his glasses and his sunglasses.
Are they transitional glasses?
They are not transitional. He just wears sunglasses indoors.
But going back to the idea of brunch, I respect your father very much. I respect your father very much. But so would that make Caesar salad a brunch item?
Yes.
Well, clearly.
Naturally.
John, do you have any opinions?
I just believe that if that's what you're in the mood for, it's a lunchy food. It's you wouldn't eat that for breakfast.
By definition, if it's a lunchy food, it's a brunchy food.
If it's lunchy or breakfasty, but it can be both in a brunch
you
setting.
You can also eat it at dinner, though, because sometimes I just get hungry,
but
right?
But not supper.
Supper is very different.
Supper does not have fever salads.
Yeah, supper has a lot of vinaigrettes.
Goat cheese and balsamic vinegar. Well,
yes. We definitely have goat cheese here today.
There's definitely craisins involved and some almonds.
Craisins would be involved in a good supper salad.
No, I really prefer almonds, I would say.
Walnuts.
Pistachios.
Toasted candied walnuts.
Not in a salad. Let's have some class here.
So this has been really educational.
Yes.
I think we're going to play a few more songs, and then we'll get back to some more discussion. But I really just would like to say how much I appreciate how much we learn here.
Yeah, I like the learning environment that we're creating.
It's an academic.
This is why we gather.
It's a Socratic seminar.
We're all looking to be in academia in the future.
In fact, if you are a student at Tufts University and you are looking to get your Western Civilization credit, listening to this radio show every Monday night, we'll actually cover that.
Yes. But there will be a final exam, so just prepare.
Just take a few notes every once in a while. We will have office hours, so just look out for those.
They will be 9 to 10.
Lecture slides are on trunk.
Yes.
Yes.
We're
going to play a little Tommy Two Tone for you. Really throwing it back. It makes you think.
I just want everyone to enjoy this song. It's a nice tune.
It really is. All right, this is supper. Enjoy.
I can hold on to. owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwetti. Welcome.
How are
Welcome,
you?
Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwetti.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls. It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah.
Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls. They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball. Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Love rap music. Listen, we got a caller on line one. Caller, what's your problem?
Hello. I'm over here with T-Bank.
How's it going?
Yeah. It's going good. My girl ain't doing a thing she used to do. And
I got just what you need. Brand new Chris Brown, T-Pain. You heard it here first. Nappy Boy Radio. We love you. She want that loving, tubby, tubby, tubby. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
this is your boy DJ Payne.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here, man, and I just wanna leave like with. If you ain't got it by now, yeah, then you just ain't getting it.
Let's
yeah
go. Nappy boy.
Hey.
And pretty boy.
Hey.
Nappy boy.
Hey.
And pretty boy. Boy,
hey,
say nappy boy.
Hit us up, man.
And pretty
850-321-8692.
804-698-5430.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
You're back with... Wow, you can really hear the cars.
Well, that's nice.
So how does... We're continuing on the discussion of brunch and breakfast. And I'm about to discuss different types of people's enjoyments of eggs.
Eggs. Oh, but yes, before we get into that, would we like to just let them know what they just listened to?
Yes.
I feel like some people may have questions.
Yes, I do.
And this is an educational radio show.
That's a good point.
Would, John, would you like to take the reins on this one?
Okay, so I'm just going to try to summarize this up real quick for you new listeners right now.
For the educational, the learners.
For the, this is an educational radio program. So basically we discussed the differences between supper and dinner, and we concluded that supper is just a little bit classier. It's a little more mysterious. Red wine is served.
What about the songs
that we just...
Oh.
Especially Sweaty Balls.
Oh, we just played Sweaty Balls.
So, it's more of a conversational piece.
Conversational piece on...
Verbal art.
On some good meatballs.
Oh, it's popcorn no balls, John. Come on.
Oh.
Are you a fake fan?
I am. I'm a fake fan.
It's from SNL, and we just thought everyone needed to hear it because, you know, it's been not as popular recently, and it just needs to be brought back.
But also,
know?
We thought it was a really great example of what we were talking about earlier when we were discussing supper and brunch.
Mm-hmm. Especially with eggs.
Yes.
They're very similar in shape.
Mm-hmm. You know balls what? And eggs, yes.
Mm-hmm. I prefer my eggs over
tell
easy
us. Over
actually,
easy.
Actually, I'm going to scratch that over medium.
Oh. But so a little runny,
yeah,
but not too crazy.
Yum.
I prefer my eggs. So here's how I make them. So you get the little baby pan, you put the crack two eggs in, you dump some cheese on. I prefer the Mexican three cheese.
Mm.
The straight cheddar.
What are the three cheeses?
I couldn't tell you. But the, you know, the one with orange cheese and white cheese.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the one that's all orange cheddar, it's just not as good. It's not, the effect that you want is not effective. So you dump that cheese on, then you put a cover over the pan, and you let it cook. They are still runny when you take them off.
Ooh.
Mm. They jiggle a little. It's a little fun fact. And then when you take them off, put some sriracha on it.
Oh,
and
wow,
that's how I like my eggs.
Wow. One time, I was trying to make icing with eggs. It was a maple syrup icing for a cake I was making for a brunch.
So like a meringue
no
kind of thing. But
no,
you're...
No, I just okay misread the recipe.
Okay.
But I tried to put eggs in this icing, and I did not cook the eggs. And I got food poisoning for 3 days. And now I can't eat lemon bars because in the time period that I had food poisoning, I ate a lemon bar. And now every time I eat a lemon bar, it reminds me of diarrhea. So I also I don't really make eggs anymore. That's what I was getting to.
You hate to hear it.
I hate to hear that.
Wonderful story.
How do you like your eggs? What will you tell us?
DJ Daddy.
As a mid-Atlantic Jew, my brunches didn't really consist of eggs. It was mostly very smoked fish and awkward conversations with my elderly Jewish grandparents about
why
whether...
Why is that funny?
It's not.
Why are you laughing at your culture?
About where their friends' grandchildren got into college. So my egg preference is really basic. I mean, scrambled. I wasn't really exposed to anything else growing up. Mm. So
scrambled.
Mm. I see.
You picked scrambled.
I picked scrambled.
Cheesy scrambled. Give me something.
I've scrambled with some ketchup.
I do like a little ketchup in my eggs.
I just like ketchup.
Only ketchup, but only in the scrambled eggs. So I do respect that.
No, only hot sauce.
See, I grew up with a mother who ate. Ooh,
wow.
I grew up with a mother who, she had an egg addiction. It was really unfortunate for everyone else in the household.
Did she go to therapy about it?
Unfortunately, she did not. Mm. But it really scarred me, and so I have a very hard time eating eggs unless they're scrambled first.
I hear that.
I know you're getting really touchy, but we should have provided tissues.
Yeah,
we're
there for you. There's resources. Lindsay Lohan knows a good rehab place.
So it's hard for me to talk about.
Britney Spears also knows a good rehab
place. It'll be good.
If Britney Spears got through 2007, you can get through your egg.
And she has two beautiful young sons.
Yes.
I wonder what kinds of eggs she cooks her sons.
Oh, good. You know, I was thinking Britney makes hard-boiled eggs.
I'm actually a good friend of Britney's, and she prefers her eggs to be over, like, a hearty toast.
I could see that.
She doesn't matter to her what kind of the egg is. But more
toast.
The substance.
The
mylou.
Okay. Yes.
She likes it rough.
Yes.
I think
she does like it rough.
That's also a wonderful perspective
rough
on life, if you think
crispy,
about it.
You know?
Just that, like, it doesn't matter about the details.
But,
what you put into it.
While we're talking about great friends, I think this is a really important time to acknowledge some of our listeners tonight. First of all, we wanted to give a shout out to Gabe Haddad, who did not respond to my text message, so I can't share how he likes
shout
his
out,
eggs.
Gabe.
I love you.
Gabe actually follows my own radio show, so.
Yes. He also has his own called Trailer Park Noise.
Yes.
You should listen to it if you have a chance.
It's Monday mornings at 1 a.m.
Mm.
So Sunday
I think so. We also want to give another shout out to our dear friend Sam Hollingsworth.
Oh, Sam.
He prefers his eggs sunny side up, and he said he likes to have that every day. But he also likes eggs Benedict, so I'm not really sure.
Sam, you and me, man. I
Sam,
love
if you're still listening, eggs Benedict date. You, me, and Emily.
I would love to. Sound bites.
Never had eggs.
He just said woo with a lot of O's.
So I think
he's excited.
Yes.
So that's about to happen. That's just one example of some of the wonderful things that can happen
Sunday
on our radio
brunch.
Show.
Sunday brunch.
And then we'll have supper later, of course.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. Sam says, "Oh yeah, Cam." He didn't mention Emily though.
Thanks, Sam.
He's typing.
I thought we were better friends.
I don't think you are though.
I would just like to move past Sam now because that got a little awkward. My friend Allie Clark from high school is listening.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah.
How do you like your eggs?
She said she likes them scrambled, and then I asked her to elaborate, and she said, and I quote, "How do you elaborate on that? It's how you make
cheese,
eggs.
Salt, pepper,
well,
ketchup.
Well, let
hot
her
sauce?
Explain herself.
Did we not go through these options?
I've been getting into
She says,
sauce.
She goes, it's how you make eggs. If you don't know how to make eggs, if you're trying to make another kind of egg and you suck at cooking, you end up with scrambled. So I guess that's why she likes scrambled.
That
I think,
is so true, though.
I think she's saying she's a bad cook, but at the same time, I think she's trying to bring our attention to how scrambled eggs is kind of the universal because anybody can make them.
Yeah, I always try to make omelets. I always mess up. Just make scrambled eggs. You scramble it up.
It's the people's egg.
So thank you, Ali. That was really... That touched my heart.
It's the egg of the bourgeoisie.
No, the proletariat.
The proletariat, excuse me.
Another shout out I would like to give is to my dear friend Austin Kenny. He actually has a radio show of his own, not at Tufts, but at Hobart William Smith.
I have heard of that college. I think Austin Kenny eats soft boiled eggs.
I love a soft boiled egg. I absolutely love a soft boiled egg.
I can't say that I've ever had a soft boiled egg.
I think they're the most underrated egg.
And the most pretentious.
Yes.
I'm going to go into a quick description of how to eat a soft boiled egg.
Thank you.
So you get a soft boiled egg, it's lightly boiled, i.e. the name.
It's tastefully boiled.
Upon the chef's discretion.
Yes,
fair. It is placed to you in front of a small cup. And so they give you a tiny
spoon. Is it the size of one cup, as in the measure of unit, or cup as in...
It perfectly encircles the egg.
Mm. Oh.
It's an egg cradle.
Is it specifically made for soft-boiled
yes.
eggs?
Yes.
Okay.
So it has its own utensil.
You must purchase this specific cradle.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And it must be ceramic, I believe. I think that's a part of the culture.
I have seen pure gold ones, but they're less common.
Yes, sorry.
Clearly,
that's my bad.
But we won't go into financials because we already discussed this.
So then you take the small knife and lightly tap around the top of the soft-boiled egg, to which you then have to peel the egg shell off the egg, to which you then...
Gently.
As not to disturb the yolk that is still running in the middle.
Okay.
And then you scoop out, with your tiny spoon, the soft-boiled egg.
Yes.
And that is how you eat a soft-boiled egg.
So, Cam, do you eat a soft-boiled egg in one go? Just pop it all in?
I like to take at least 4 to 5 bites of my soft-boiled egg.
You know, I only dip toast in a soft-boiled egg.
Many people do that as well.
I don't like the egg part because of my previous history.
The yolk
That's respectable.
Part or the egg white?
The egg white. I do know that the yellow part has the salmonella, but I don't...
So you're saying you don't like the whites?
I don't.
That's very racist of you.
You know what? Actually, I think we're going to play some music now.
Yeah, we should.
Very good idea.
We shouldn't talk about race at supper.
Supper is a time for everyone to gather around the table and really talk about some important issues, but also listen to some of our favorite songs.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So we're going to get back to that with a little bit of Beastie Boys, because I feel like, you know, we got a little edgy in that last conversation. And, you know, they're iconic. So here we go.
Kick it! excuse me, we're the whole. We gotta say it through the trunk with more to eat.
Started this band, some CA. Get on the mic, my man.
Wow, doesn't that make you feel like you want to just be punched in the face?
I really just, I'm like, I like to do this kind of thing before I go to sleep.
Yes.
Where you get punched in the face?
Yeah. Mm. So like, sometimes it's like you want to get punched in the face and sometimes you want to be punched.
Mm.
And I think I just said the same thing.
Like in the words of LL Cool J.
Okay.
Mama said knock you out. Ima said knock you out. So I think that's the kind of thing that we all need to take away from today's show.
Definitely think about it, at least. Because we are an educational show, The Supper.
I learned a lot today. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I just like really, I really enjoy any time that I can gather as many influential people in my life as possible and sit around one table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like mingling with fellow academias.
Mm.
PhD candidates we are.
Yes.
Potentially, I would say. My paper is being peer reviewed.
Lovely.
You know, that's the kind of thing that we don't usually talk about at supper, but we invite it.
We'll make an exception for the lowly.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to remind you that you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO, Medford, of course.
We are in Medford.
We are currently in Medford, Massachusetts. 02155.
If you want to send packages our way in the mail or any, like, if you have any fan mail to send,
yes,
you can send it
DMs.
To our DJ names. And then underneath that, you can write Tufts University, which is at Medford, Massachusetts.
Yes.
That's 02155.
Yes, that is 02155.
Like DJ Real Deal already mentioned.
Yes. If you want other information about us, just slide into our DMs. We'll give out a lot of things. Our CVS card numbers.
Our that is so
Social
useful.
Social security
numbers. Definitely one of the big ones we'll
usually,
give out.
Usually,
my passport number. That's
you know,
a good
I actually
one.
Just let people borrow my passport from time to time.
She's generous. She's a generous person that we like to...
Who are you to deny them the gift of travel?
It's honestly, right. If you think about it, like, if you have a book and you don't share it with others, how are they to learn? And my passport is a book.
Wow.
And that's how
inspiration.
That's how we've come to learn everything that we know.
So thanks for listening in to The Supper. Mm-hmm. We hope that you had a fun learning experience this week. We are planning to come back next week. Same time next
we
week.
We would like to invite you all to have supper with us next Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. If you can't make it, you'll just be missing a really good meal.
Yes. Yep.
Meal for the mind,
it
per
is,
se.
Yeah, a meal for the mind.
I personally feel full in friendship.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Full in friendship.
In knowledge.
Love, knowledge.
We talked a lot about...
eggs. I'm full of eggs.
Of
we
eggs.
Talked a lot about eggs, so...
You know, in fact, you didn't see us, but it's quite possible we were eating them as well.
Yes.
Because how are you going to talk about something
you
that
no
you don't experience?
Knowing.
Exactly.
Right.
So we have 2 minutes left, but we're going to play a song anyway, which is probably going to annoy the next show, but that's fine because ours is better. It is one of our favorites, and I think it really just sums up everything we've talked about tonight. This is DJ Dana signing off.
DJ Real Deal.
DJ Lil J.
DJ Jamai.
And, of course, DJ Robert Campbell Powers had to leave a little bit early, but you know that's okay because
he was missed at the supper table.
You know what, he showed up though.
Yeah, but he was present,
and his presence was a present
to
and
us.
We hope that your presence next week will be the same.
Please be a present.
I'm getting emotional. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Good night, everybody.
Confident, but I still have my moments, baby. That's just me.